marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Next up on the Home Shopping Network, Boyfriends of Cher, Collector Plates.
Ew. Who'd want to eat off a Greg Almond?
You won't believe what they're doing at the mall now.
Putting a sign in front of the shoe store that says, over two pairs sold.
That hurts, Peg. Not as much as seeing you first thing in the morning, but that still hurts. Anyway, they're making us all carpool. Damn this cleaner, greener Chicago program. Do you realize that they even want us to conserve water?
Well, did you tell them about how much water you save on showers?
I did. You know, this conservation crap has gone a little too far. I mean, what do we take this country from the Indians for in the first place if we're not going to use it? Do you know the kind of people that are doing this, Peg? People who won't chop down one tree but mow their heads are the kind of people behind this.
Al Bundy, why would you leave that landfill you call a car running after you come home?
I didn't. Just takes a while to stop. I mean, when you cut a chicken's head off, it still runs around the room. There, it's off.
Well, it's cars like yours that make carpooling necessary, which is why I'm glad my bank is one of the cleaner, greener sponsors.
Marcy, it is a man's God-given right to drive alone in his car. A man's car is his castle.
I thought a man's home was his castle.
It is, if he can slay the dragon that's living there. Besides, too many people in one car spells trouble. I mean, what are we supposed to do when someone cuts us off? Are we all supposed to give him the finger?
No, just whichever one of you can get it out of his nose first.
A man's nose is also his castle. In my America, a man's car and his nose is his castle.
Well, in my America, there's one giant bus that the whole world gets on to ride to work together. And on this bus, I greet people from different lands, each in their own native language.
You're talking about the city bus.
Well, I can see this is certainly falling on a pair of deaf and furry ears.
Carol, this carpool outrage will not go unchallenged. You want to get something cleaner and greener? Wash my underwear. Hey, whatever happened to the time when a man could burn a tank of gas backing out of his own driveway? When a man could take a hooker to a steakhouse and no one would even blink an eye? Peg, why can't we go back to simpler times?
Al, look at this place. Any simpler and we'd be bushmen.
You know who I really feel for, don't you? The kids. I mean, what's the point in being young if you can't get in a big old car with a really dumb girl?
Dad? I got straight A's and made the dean's list.
Son, I wish you could have been alive back when I was. Of course, I probably wouldn't have let you hang out with me, but... Back when a time when a man could be a man and a car could be a car, when we had one hand on the wheel and one hand on the girl and one hand on the stick. That's what I liked about the old days. We had more hands.
Mom, I made the dean's list.
Oh, and I'm very proud of you. Now tell me, honey, who is this dean? Is he a nice boy?
Mom, Dad.
I'm getting a raise at the extermination company.
Oh!
And I was also voted employee of the month. So Pest Boys is going to hold this big award ceremony for me in a few weeks. Oh, I got to go tell my friends.
Oh, honey.
They might even put my name on the golden fly swatter.
Oh, Al, our little girl is all grown up.
Kind of puts this Dean's thing in perspective, doesn't it?
Kind of puts my genetic makeup in perspective.
Listen to that, Peg. Now he's using makeup.
First this Dean thing, and now this.
Now look what you've done. You get out of here. You've upset your mother. Don't answer it, Peg. That's the representative of the mall. They're coming over here to tell me who I have to carpool with. As far as I'm concerned, they can rot out there.
Come in!
Or they can rot in here with me.
Hi. Are you Al Bundy?
Yes, I am.
Ahem.
Oh, and that's my my housekeeper, Consuela. Consuela, upstairs,
though. I'm his wife.
It's a marriage of convenience. Unfortunately, not mine. I'm deporting her. Can I get you a drink or a condominium?
No, thanks, Mr. Bundy. My name is Naomi, and I'm with Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I love your work.
I know. I've seen your face prints on the window. The mall sent me over here to ask you if you would join us in our carpool.
I'm in. Let's go. Adios, Consuela.
Actually, I'm not driving, but several of our models do live in the area.
They do? Oh, Consuela.
Blot your chin. In your pants.
So, when do my models come to get me?
7 a.m.
Oh, that's good, because I don't have to be there till 10, which gives me a lot of time for coffee, cartwheels, and a cold shower.
He's just kidding about the shower.
Here are your models' names.
Why, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Alexis, Monique, and Paulina. Oh, my. Alexis, Monique, and Paulina. Oh, my. Oh, my. Alexis, Monique, and Paulina. Oh, my. So they tell me you girls are models for Victoria's Secret.
Oh, we are. Or Victoria's Big Secret.
Well, Victoria couldn't keep a secret this big.
It's a new line of lingerie for the full-figured woman, because you know what they say. You're never too big to be sexy.
And do you know who says that? Fat girls.
So do you always go to work wearing a suit and smelling a high karate?
No, do you always go to work wearing curtains and smelling of Mars bars?
Sounds to me like you're full of self-hate, Mr. Bundy.
Well, at least I'm full. Would you mind turning on the radio? I feel a crying jag coming on.
Say please.
There's a chunky in it for you.
Oh, I love this song. It reminds me of that summer in Hawaii with Tony. God, what a lover. Oh, man, you could do it all night long.
Did I ever tell you about that time me and Jean-Claude joined the Mile High Club? I was wearing this frilly little skirt and not much underneath. Well.
Pull over!
What?
Pull over. I've got a heave.
Shut up or I'll pound you like a scallopini. We're almost there.
Uh-oh, the police. What did we do?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we missed the truck scale. But on the positive side, maybe they'll get me out of here before I turn into a diamond.
What seems to be the problem, officers?
Hi, I'm Alderman Johnson. Would you four be carpooling?
No, I'm their lunch. What's up?
Well, we were following you and laughing and pointing. And as it turns out, despite our best efforts, you're the only people carpooling in all of Chicago.
We're also the only people eating snickerdoodles by the gallon.
Well, we'd like you and your friends to represent the city in its new media campaign, Everybody Into the Carpool.
Forget it. You got the wrong guy.
Well, that's too bad because your first promotional appearance would have been courtside at the Chicago Bulls playoff game.
Say cheesecake.
Oh, here comes your daddy.
Hi, I'm Al Bundy. Many of you know me as Al Bundy. There's a time I scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game on this field, but now I can't run 4 feet without being tackled by someone else's garbage. Be a part of my team. Touchdown for Mother Earth. Let's help keep Chicago green and clean. Peace.
What a load. Mom, isn't Dad being just a tad hypocritical? I mean, that was the first time I've even seen him walk the field without taking a whiz.
Ever since he's been on billboards and the side of buses, he has been an insufferable pig. Whoa, that was a big word.
There are no big words, just little heads.
Now, kids, maybe we should give your father the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's learned something. Maybe he really does care about the environment.
I'm in the money! I'm in the money! Did I tell you about the cutest thing Paulina did at the mayor's office today?
We don't want to hear about your fat friends.
They're not fat. They just eat way, way too much. You know, I don't get it. Everyone in this town loves what I'm doing but you guys.
You swine.
And our next door McNugget.
Do you realize that you have cost me my job at the bank again? They have demoted me to drive up teller again.
What happened?
Al called the bank president and asked, how could you call yourself environmentally correct and yet have an employee who would disconnect the smog device on her car? I'll have you know that I religiously get my car tuned up, and I will expose you for the liar that you are. I will prove myself innocent of these false allegations. My car is no gas guzzler. It is clean.
Marcy, I disconnected your smog device.
Did you? If I may be so patient as to ask why.
I'm a guy.
Well, just come with me, and we can disconnect that, too.
Al, I told you that in the strictest confidence. What are you doing?
Blabbing.
Marcy, the smog device can be put back on if you just give me a credit card. Please.
Man, I love this gig. I never realized how much power I've got.
Yeah, but, Dad, if you don't really believe in this ecology stuff, I mean, doesn't that make you a lying bag of sleaze?
Yes, son, but a rich lying bag of sleaze. You see, we celebrities don't really believe the stuff we're paid to say.
Well, then why do you do it?
To make money and get out of the house. That is the American dream, and by God, I'm living it. I'm so happy, I could almost cry. In fact, I am crying.
My friends and I are doing the right thing. Why? Because we're carpooling. Good morning, ladies.
Morning now.
When I'm off to work, I'm not selfish. Because I drive to work with my...
my friends.
How about some donut holes, Al?
Thank you, Monique.
That's enough.
As you can see, when you have a lot riding on your tires, you help not only the environment, but you make friends. And after a leisurely breakfast of donut holes and sorghum, you can sit back and enjoy the ride. Mother Nature says, hey.
Father Time says, yikes.
Don't worry, Peg. You'll have your moment in the sun when they start couch pooling. Now, the girls are coming over to discuss next week's itinerary. Remember, no fat jokes.
But they're fat.
They're not fat. They just have cream filling. Come in, ladies.
Al, wait till you hear this.
We've been invited to Los Angeles. We're gonna be on Vicky and do guest voices on Captain Planet.
I haven't been this happy since...
You installed seats in your refrigerator?
Allow me to introduce my family. This is my wife, Peggy. This is my son, Shecky.
Oh, Al, we're going to L.A. Just think of the things to see. Wendy's, Winchell's, Der Vader Schnitzel. Oh, it's so exciting.
Congratulations, Mr. Bundy. You and your gals have practically put Chicago on the map.
Hey, Chicago was already on the map.
Do you vote?
No.
Then I wasn't talking to you. Now, before you go to L.A., we'd like you to kick off our new campaign by making a speech in front of the most toxic plant in Chicago. We want you to tell the world that our program is going nationwide, that polluters like this may soon no longer exist. Huh? What do you say?
Will there be shrimp?
There will.
We're there.
All right.
In here, pumpkin! You know, tomorrow I'm giving a speech. And what with you getting Employee of the Month and Bud on the Queen's List...
That's Dean's List.
Yeah, like there's a difference. It's going to be a banner day for the Bundys.
Well, that's just it, Dad. I may not be Employee of the Month. See, tomorrow a certain environmental group is going to be speaking in front of the extermination company. And when they find out that a certain spokesman is related to a certain verminator... I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, no, I'm speaking at a horrible, toxic waste plant.
The hell do you think we are? I mean, until last week, that's how we advertise.
But pumpkin?
Pumpkin? Pie? Where?
Al, you know what you have to do.
You
you are the greatest daddy in the whole world. You gave up all your dreams for me. Why?
Well, I...
Love me?
No, Pumpkin, I was going to say I lost my mind. So I don't get my 15 minutes of fame. That just means Polly Shore gets a half hour.
He is funny, isn't he?
No. But, Pumpkin, my job as a parent is not to be famous. It's just to do the best that I can so that my children can have the things I never did. The world I leave behind, that is my legacy to you. You first, sweetheart.
Has only one desire. Jerry Springer is out to conquer the world with a deadly virus.
It's Ebola virus and the bubonic plague. We call it the Ebonic plague.
Are you tripping?
And it's Good Notch versus Evil Notch.
Two Johnsons? That's really hard to swallow.
Two episodes of Son of the Beach, tonight at 10, only on FX.